Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, coming to you live from New York City. It is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011. On today's show, I'll be bringing you the latest news on Shakira, Neo, Gwyneth Paltrow, Reverend Louis Farrakhan, and Christine Aguilera, as well as the latest on Charlie Sheen, Rihanna, and Royce Reed. If you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, please give me a call on my call-in number, which is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Again, that is 347-637-2656. And press the number 1. Also, if you like entertainment news and if you like to hear the latest happenings on your favorite celebrities, please hit me up on my follow-up button on the top of the show page. And you'll be able to tune in every week when I'm on. So how has everyone's week been so far? Also, I would like to give a special shout-out to Femme Fatale, Radio Talk 1013, MGN Radio for your friend request. Thank you. And I would like to give a shout-out to Rebecca Theodore X. Valken for following my show. And before I get started, I'd just like to give a special shout-out to the chat room. We have Mr. Magic, and we have Ted F.U. Thank you guys for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. So let's get started. There's been a lot of things going on this week. Charlie Sheen is suing CBS. Rihanna and Ciara is going at it on Twitter. And celebrities are in jail and out of jail this week. So without further ado, let's get started. New York top court has upheld the conviction of rapper Remy Ma in the shooting of a friend in 2007. In a ruling Thursday, the Court of Appeal rejected arguments that a judge didn't properly inform jurors before they rendered a guilty verdict. The rapper's real name is Remy Smith, and she's serving 8 years in prison for criminal possession of a weapon and 2 counts of assault stemming from the struggle in which a friend was shot. Smith had accused the friend of stealing $3,000 from the purse, and Smith was nominated for a Grammy as part of the Terror Squad for the 2004 smash Lean Back. She has also performed with Busta Rhymes and Eminem. Will Smith recently threw a charity fundraiser party at a roller skating rink in Summit, Illinois. The Whip Your Hair singer, well, she called it the Whip Your Hair, no, I'm sorry, the Whip Your Skate Back and Forth event, and it was free. But all the donation that was matched by the Chicago Bear Care Foundation, the proceeds went to rebuilding Chicago's athletic fields to benefit the local children. The party also served as a meet and greet with fans where Willow discussed her I Love Me campaign, and it was meant to encourage kids to love themselves and show respect for each other. And remember the movie The Bodyguard? Well, it's getting a makeover. Now, according to Variety, Warner Brothers has given the green light to the 1992 classic film, which also produced one of the greatest movie R&B soundtracks ever. The original film star R&B veteran Whitney Houston, who ironically played a famous singer, and her bodyguard portrayed by Kevin Costner. Now, the remake will see the male lead played by an Iraqi war vet, but no word on who the famous singer will be. Now, the film will be produced by Warner-based Dan Lin, who's producing, and whose credits also include both all the Sherlock Holmes films. And here's the latest. We just got word that Rihanna is in talks to revive Whitney Houston's lead role in the remake. Now, according to Deadline.com, the goal is to take a young female singer with global appeal and give her the platform that The Bodyguard did for Whitney Houston. Now, again, the role played by Kevin Costner will be revamped as a former Iraqi war veteran who gets the job where he gets the job protecting this big star as his first gig after leaving the Army. Now, he discovers that the world of Twitter, Google Maps, and TMZ had made access to celebrities easier than ever, making the job more difficult than ever. So that's how the storyline is going to go. Since we're in the age of social networking and Twitter, the character just came back from Iraq, and now he's taking on this job as a bodyguard. And now with all these computer network, it's more easier to get closer to these celebrities. So now he's going to have to find a way to try to, you know, protect her. But no word yet on who will be playing Kevin Costner's role. Before I continue on, I'd like to give a big shout-out to the chat room. We got Mr. Magic, Ted F.U., and Jay Raw. Thank you guys for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. And I see already in the chat room they saying no. Mr. Magic said no way. But he does like the storyline, though. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, voices at the Epilepsy Organization are calling for Kanye West's latest music video to be taken off the internet over fears it could cause seizures among sufferers. The hip-hop star promoter for All of the Lights, which feature Rihanna, uses so much flashing imagery that regulators at the UK's Ofcom authority had deemed the video unsuitable to be broadcast on British television. Now, experts at Cambridge Research System claim that the video contained flashes that could trigger seizures in people with photosensitivity epilepsy. However, no broadcasting regulation regarding flashing imagery are in place online, so officials at the Epilepsy Action are demanding that the clip be taken off of YouTube.com, even though it has already racked up over 5 million hits since it debuted last weekend. Larry King faced off with his TV replacement, Piers Morgan, last Wednesday evening, February 23rd, to defend comments he made accusing the Brit of overselling his new program. Morgan took over for the 77-year-old after he announced plans to leave his nightly show last summer. Now, the British journalist dominated headlines ahead of the January relaunch, but his interviews had failed to win over as many viewers as Larry King's chat show. King praised Morgan for being a fine broadcaster last week, but slammed him for taking up the format too much. Isn't that something? So Larry King, I mean, he has respect for the man, but he just thinks he takes up too much time talking. Oh, well. Bobby and Peter Farrelly, who had been attacked since 2008 to direct the Three Stooges feature film, has given an update from the project. Now, according to the Boston Herald, the filmmakers' duo are considering Justin Timberlake, Johnny Knoxville, and Will Sasso for the three lead roles. The Farrelly brothers are additionally said to have reached out to Kingpin star Woody Harrelson and Larry David about the possibility to play Larry. Hank Azaria is allegedly also considered for the role of Moe, while there is a host of unknowns as an alternative of Curly's the picture. At one point, the Three Stooges film was going to have an all-star cast with Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, and Jim Carrey playing the legendary Knuckleheads. Now, the upcoming comedy has a script written by Bobby and Peter Farrelly. Justin Timberlake took part in the critical acclaimed film The Social Network. Johnny Knoxville recently starred in Jackass 3D and will be featured again in the follow-up Jackass 3.5. And Will Sasso, meanwhile, he landed a supporting role in Life as We Know It. And rare recordings by Neil Diamond at the beginning of his career are to be released on a new CD to mark his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this month. Neil Diamond, The Bang Years, 1966 to 68, featured 23 career-defining tracks the crooner wrote and recorded when he was a struggling artist at independent label Bang Records. The album, which will be released on the eve of his Hall of Fame induction on March 8th, features extensive and linear notes written by Diamond himself. Now, the tracks include the Restore original mono recording of Solitary Man, Shiloh, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, and I'm a Believer, which became a big hit for the Monkees. And Kim Kardashian paid tribute to her late father, Robert Kardashian, by throwing a birthday dinner in his honor last Tuesday, which was February 22nd. The socialite and reality TV star invited friends and family to a Carousel restaurant in Los Angeles to mark what would have been the attorney's 67th birthday. The Kardashian dined on Robert's favorite American food. Favorite Armenian food before bringing out a massive white cake decorated in colorful flowers and butterfly with the message, Happy Birthday, Robert. Now, Robert Kardashian was 59 when he died of esophageal cancer in 2003. On another news, Kardashian had considered to take her single, Turn It Up, which she collaborated with producer The Dream, Kanye West, and Ciara for cancer charity. They will donate 50% of all the proceeds of its sales to a cancer organization in honor of her late father. And jazz star Esperanza Spalding has brushed off the harsh criticism she received after beating Justin Bieber to the Best New Artist Grammy Award at this year's ceremony, insisting she is not making music to be popular. The little-known bassist and singer was a surprise winner at the Grammys, triumphing over more mainstream acts like Bieber, Drake, Florence and the Machine, and Mumford and Sons. The Grammy upset sparked outrage among fans of teenage pop sensation Bieber, prompting them to post nasty messages on Spalding's Wikipedia.com profile, which is edited by members of the public. But Spalding is refusing to let the rude comments stop her from revealing in the limelight. She tells People magazine that it's all good. You know, people are always going to say something. You don't do music to have people write nice things on your Facebook page. And Spalding reveals she met Justin Bieber shortly after her victory, and he came across as a good dude. If Fox has Randy Jackson, Steven Tyler, and Jennifer Lopez, NBC could have CeeLo, Adam Levine, and Christina Aguilera. In its new report, Entertainment Weekly learned that the Peacock Network is planning on an all-star lineup for the judging panel of The Voice, a new singing competition that may give American Idol a run for its money. While CeeLo and Levine are in serious discussion to join the project by Mark Burnett, two unconfirmed sources said that Aguilera is not yet close to the deal, but the network is indeed looking for a major female star. Now, other names which would have been put into consideration are Lenny Kravitz, Mary J. Blige, John Legend, and Enrique Iglesias. The host, meanwhile, is confirmed to be Carson Daly. The Voice is based on a Dutch hit show where the judges won't see a contestant while they audition. This way, the judges will make their decision based on the voice. Once they approve the performance, they will hit a button and their chairs will turn around, and contestants will also be allowed to interact with fans and build like a fan base. So, you know, NBC is thinking about doing this. So the show is called The Voice, and we'll see. We'll see if it tries to beat American Idol. Lil Wayne ran into trouble again last week after he was reportedly stopped and searched by cops in Miami, Florida. The rapper became a free man again in November of 2010 after completing an 8-month prison sentence for weapon possession charges. Now, according to TMZ.com, Lil Wayne found himself being searched by federal agents from the Drug Enforcement Agency at a party at Opa-locka Airport. However, Lil Wayne was completely clean and had no contraband on him, so agents allowed him to go on his merry way. And a California judge had ordered Etta James to undergo an independent medical evaluation after the ailing soul legend's son alleged she could be in very serious danger if she is left under the care of her current live-in doctor. The at-last singer is currently being cared for by Dr. Elaine James and a team of nurses at her home for dementia, leukemia, and other problems. Her son, Danto, a lawyer, James E. Daring Jr., appeared at a hearing on Thursday, February 24th, to raise concern about her health care, claiming Dr. James had fitted the star with, feeding tubes at her home, and it's like a procedure he insists that she should have been performed at the hospital. Now, Judge Thomas Caraman then agreed for a court-appointed attorney to organize like an independent physician to examine James and review her medical needs. Now, in an interview with the Associated Press, Dr. James revealed she fully supported the judge's decision, claiming the singer is not an easy patient. Last month, Judge Caraman granted James' husband, Artis Mills, access to $60,000 of the ailing star money to cover her medical costs. And the Colombian superstar Shakira turned the spotlight on education in developing countries last Saturday, February 26th, as she was honored at Harvard University. The Hip Don't Lie hitmaker, a former history student at the University of California, Los Angeles, was named Harvard Foundation 2011 Artist of the Year in recognition of her career achievements and humanitarian work, following in the footsteps of previous winners like Will Smith, Sharon Stone, and Jackie Chan. Shakira, a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, has been working to improve education and nutrition to kids from impoverished areas of her native Colombia since establishing the Barefoot Foundation when she was 18. And Victoria Beckham has been forced to apologize for a severely ill woman after the star drivers occupied the last remaining disabled parking space at a toy store in Essex, England. The pop star turned fashion designer visited the Toys R Us retailer last Sunday in Harlow, Essex, with her sister Louise to pick up balloons for her son, Cruz birthday party. Her chauffeur stopped her black Jaguar right outside the store using a parking spot allocated for disabled users only. Now, Chantel Hughes, who suffered from genetic disease cystic fibrosis, waited for the car to move out of the space so she could point out the error to the driver, but was shocked when she saw the famous star Victoria Beckham had and now Beckham has apologized for her driver's action through her spokesperson, she said that this was like a momentary lapse in judgment by Victoria's driver, But Victoria Beckham said that she was not aware of the situation, and of course she was very apologetic for any inconvenience that she may have caused the woman. So it wasn't really Victoria Beckham's fault, really. It was really the driver, and she just happened to step out the car. But And John Cryer's publicist has denied reports. The actor has opened up about a scandal surrounding his hit sitcom Two and a Half Men and the show star Charlie Sheen on Twitter.com, insisting he doesn't even have an account. The future of the TV comedy has been thrown into doubt after a public falling out between Charlie Sheen and writer Chuck Lorre after the troubled actor launched a vicious attack on the show creator through the press. Now, the rant prompt producers to pull the show for the rest of the season, and Cryer took to his Twitter page to tell fans he was too sad about the news. However, a spokesperson for Cryer insists he had made no such statement because he never been a user of the microblogging site. Now, the rep says that Cryer does not have a Facebook or Twitter account, and to let people know this is all bogus. And speaking about Two and a Half Men and Charlie Sheen, I'll be talking about him later on in the show. And R&B star Ne-Yo has apologized to fans in the UK after he postponed a series of concerts to focus on completing his new album. The R&B hitmaker is currently touring Britain, but announced earlier this month that the tour would be cut short to allow him extra time in the studio. He pulled 3 dates in Scotland and England, but he promised fans he will return soon for the gig. In a series of posts on his Twitter.com page, he writes that he apologized for those areas where the show was postponed, and that there's no worries. He said he will make it his mission to let people know when he's going to go back there as soon as he can. And he knows that a lot of his fans were upset, so he said he's going to try to make it back there as soon as possible. The Axe gig will be rescheduled for the fall, and the singer's 5th album is due out later this year. But, this is not the first time that Ne-Yo had kind of skipped out on his performance. This time he did let the fans know. But last year I was mentioning how Ne-Yo was fined for not even showing up at his concerts. You know, he just didn't show up, and he was fined a hefty, hefty fee. But before I continue on, let me give a shout-out again to the chat room. We got Michael A. McFadden. Hi, Michael. Thanks for coming by. Mr. Magic and Ted F.U., thank you guys for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. And if you have any comments about any of today's story, again, hit me up on my call-in number. And, again, that's 347-637-2656. And press the number 1, that's 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. And the ailing actress Zsa Gabor is eyeing Nicole Kidman to portray her in a biopic, according to her husband, Prince Frederick von Anhalt. The 94-year-old, who has been in and out of the hospital in recent months, is keen to see that the Aussie tackle her life story on the big screen after watching her turn in 2001 movie Moulin Rouge. Now, the 49-year-old actor Now, Nicole Kidman starred in Moulin Rouge, and so did Zsa Gabor. Zsa Gabor starred in the first one, so that's why she was really interested in Nicole Kidman to portray her. Now, Zsa Gabor's husband tells E! Online that she wants to talk to Nicole Kidman because she wants her to play her in her life story. Now, the ailing actress recently celebrated her 94th birthday at her home, and her husband said that she was alert and happy. So good for Zsa Gabor, you know what I mean? Because she's been in and out of the hospital. People are already saying she's on her deathbed. So, but here, we're here to tell you that that's not true. She is doing well, and she is resting at home. And Gwyneth Paltrow has been in talks for a record deal, and she spilled it when walking the red carpet at the 83rd Annual Academy Award in front of the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles on February 27. She said to Billy Bush of Access Hollywood that she and Jay-Z are talking about it now, so she said we'll have to wait and see. Still at the same prize-given event, but in a separate interview, the Country Strong actress who is set to perform at who was performed at the show named Jay-Z as one of her dream collaborators. She tells Tim Gunn that Jay-Z is a genius and she is his biggest fan. Jigga and Beyonce are close friends with the Gwyneth family, and she even credited Beyonce as her inspiration for her Country Music Award performance. Gwyneth Paltrow said that she studies Beyonce and her concerts for to give her, like, confidence. Paltrow has previously teamed up with Tim McGraw in Me and Tennessee, a song her husband Chris Martin wrote for Country Song. She did her CMA performance with Vince Gill and made a live duet with CeeLo Green at the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards. Thus, the recent Oscar Gala became her first live solo performance. Can you picture it? Gwyneth Paltrow and Jay-Z. Gwyneth Paltrow and Jay-Z doing a collabo. But you know, they're close friends, you know. They matter of fact, Gwyneth Paltrow was at Jay-Z and Beyonce's wedding. They had the secret wedding here in New York. So, you know, they're close friends. They keep in touch. So, you know what, it might just happen. And just when you thought you've seen it all, there's going to be a new reality show in the works. This show is unlike any other, and it's going to be focusing on the fabulous lifestyle of six African-American gay men living in Atlanta, Georgia. Just think Real Housewives of Atlanta, but this time it's going to be men. The new show is going to be entitled The Life, which is T-H-A, Life. And some of the guys, we have Al, he's supposed to be the superstar. Dante is the money maker. Terrence, he's supposed to be like the mayor of Atlanta. And Mr. Socialite, Will, he's Mr. Socialite. Jay Will, he's Mr. Unpredictable. And Dr. George Smith is supposed to be the new face of Atlanta. Each cast member is going to be different. There's going to be doctors, dancers, and professional club goers. So word on the street, it might be coming soon. I mean, I already saw the preview of the show. I don't have the information about where it's going to be, what station it's going to be on. I would have to give you that information at a later date. But, yeah, it's happening, guys. And the thing about this show, the guys are very, I can put it this way, they're very well-dressed. They look successful, but get this, it's going to be drama. So if you like the reality show drama theme, you're going in for a real treat. It's called The Life, and it's about the fabulous lifestyle of six African-American gay men living in Atlanta. And last week I was talking about reality star Royce Reed from Basketball Wives. Well, guess what? This week the drama continues. Royce Reed and Dwight Howard have reportedly, well, Dwight Howard is the basketball star that Royce Reed had a son by. And he has reportedly closed her account, her bank account, and he seized her car, according to media takeout. Now, the reason the estranged couple had previously signed a confidentiality agreement, which, at, as you know, if you guys watch Basketball Wives, prohibits Royce from ever mentioning Dwight's name or putting their son Braylon in the limelight. Now, in return, she was supposed to get $500,000 and a mansion. However, Royce tweeted pictures of their son and sent Dwight and his legal team. It had sent them, his legal team, into action. Now, Royce took to her Twitter account and addressed those rumors, saying that whoever told media takeout that she had opened the door, you know, for this rumor to come out. Now, I have the latest info on this. It says that he froze all of her bank accounts and he sent marshals to her home to seize her physical property and her vehicle. Now, now, this is stemming from a 2009 gag order that she supposedly had broken like 11 times to the tune of owing Howard over $500 million for additionally for dishing information about him. Now, Howard is claiming that Reed broke the binding agreement that she would keep their two-year-old son, Braylon, out of the limelight. Now, unfortunately, Reed had a Twitter, I guess she, again, she tweeted this information, and Dwight Howard found out, and he found out also that she had posted pictures, which she wasn't allowed to do either. Now, she signed this agreement, and she broke it. Now, Dwight Howard is taking her to court, and he's going to seize any portion of her property except for her home. Meanwhile, you know, Royce Reed is also dealing with the fact that she might get bounced off the reality show VH1 Basketball Wives, because they said that she's the least favorite character, and she's being reported that she has nothing in common with the rest of the castmates, and you know. I was mentioning last week that the producers of the show are already searching for her replacement. So, you know, I'm sorry to hear about that, Royce. And matter of fact, Royce Reed was also on Block Talk Radio, I think about a couple of months ago. She was on the Mother Knows show talking about the situation. So definitely go back into the archives and listen to that interview. And I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking about, again, Charlie Sheen. He's back in the news again. Also, Rihanna is blowing up into the news as well. And for those who didn't want to sit 3 hours to watch the Oscars, I have the winners of the 83rd Annual Academy Awards coming up next. So keep it right here, and I'll be right back. Just tuning in, and this is your first time listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, coming to you live from the NYC, where every week I give you the latest in entertainment news and celebrity gossip. Right now, it's currently we have 22 minutes remaining in the hour, and I have a few callers on the line, and we have someone from this is Mr. Magic from 678. Mr. Magic, you're on the air.
What's happening with you, Tammy?
Hi, Mr. Magic. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? I'm fine, and you? I just had me a couple of things to say. I'm listening to you today. Lovely show, as always.
Thank you.
I was just commenting about what you was talking about. Well, it was like three comments, you know, because you kept talking and stuff like that. It was about like three comments, all right? The one was earlier about the remake of the Bodyguard movie, right?
Right.
Do you think Rihanna should get Whitney Houston's part? Come on now.
You know what? No, I don't think she should get the role. I mean, I think why they threw her name in the hat is because, you know, she's so popular now, and, you know, she's, you know, she's young, she's vibrant, she's attractive, and I think that's why they threw her name in the hat. But I think there could be other singers that could do that role as well.
Yeah, I believe so also. Believe so too. And then let me see. What was the other thing you was talking about earlier? I mean, I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
Okay.
You were talking about something earlier. Oh, my goodness. Let me go back to the chat room. My goodness. Oh, about you said some gay folks are about to make them a reality show down there, right?
Right. It's a reality show on gay men living in Atlanta, and it's called The Life.
Okay. I just need to know, just to make reconfirm that it was serious or that, because I got to move away from her. There's too many gay men here in Atlanta. I promise you that. But it's a good ratio for me, though. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know what? Atlanta, Georgia is now becoming the new
gayest
gay mecca.
Yes.
You know, it's now become the new. It used to be New York. It used to be San Francisco. And now it's Atlanta. And Atlanta is real popular now because the large African American community there, and you know, you've seen the reality shows, you've seen the Real Housewives of Atlanta. They have a couple of gay guys on that show. They got their pumps on, their stilettos. They got their little man purse, and you know, you just see them everywhere.
I was thinking, obviously, I've never looked at about Atlanta House because I don't look at reality TV that much. But, you know, and plus I'm not in that area of where they are. But you can, they are, like, everywhere here. Like, like you could throw a rock and you could hit somebody's house and they're gay. I promise you. You know, so I was just trying to find out where exactly where they'll be at, so I won't be in that area because I'll probably be in the camera. Then y'all see me and be like, "Oh shit, Magic, I seen you with the gay people." You know what I mean?
Right,
so I was trying
to
find out exactly where they'll be at. So that's all.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to follow the story, and maybe I can get more information on next week's show because they already got the promo going. They already went into production. So.
Wow. Well, you know, I ain't got nothing against gay people, but you know, it helps me out down here because you know, all the single women and stuff like that. I love it, so you know, I just need to work so I won't be in a camera angle or nothing like that. That's all.
Oh.
That's all. I just didn't want to be in the camera, so yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Magic.
All right. No problem, Tammy. And you are the only show, you and Beautiful Butterfly, like the only shows that can take a break in y'all show and y'all can still get more callers and people into the chat room. As soon as I take a break in my show, folks just hang up on my shit. Goodness gracious.
Well, you know, this is supposed to be my new format because, you know, a lot of people are saying I talk too much or, you know, because I don't want people to get bored and like, oh, she's talking too much. So, yeah, this is supposed to be like my new format. So.
Well, I like it. I like it.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think it's the music on my show. It's like every time I'm going to take a break and then folks just cling, hang up and everything. It's just crazy.
Right.
So, all right, Tammy Jo, I love the new format you have and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And keep going.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
All right, no problem. I'll holler at you.
All right. Take care.
Later.
Bye. All right, and guys, if you have any comments, you're more than happy to call in. I love hearing from my listeners and hearing what they have to say and what they have to say about any of the comments on today's show. So we're going to continue on, and I want to go also give a shout out. We got more people in the chat room. We got Tom. Hi, Tom. How you doing? We got Bobby Cisse from the B Move. Hey, Bobby. Thanks for joining in. And for all you Janet Jackson fan, and I know Mr. Magic is definitely a Janet Jackson fan. She has proven to the world that aside from being a phenomenal singer, dancer, and all around great performer, she's also an excellent author. And her very first book, entitled True You, topped the chart on the New York Times bestseller list for this week. And it takes her, matter of fact, it takes us behind the infamous Velvet Rope. The book is titled True You, and it's a novel based on her personal experiences, growth as a person, her battle with her self-worth, and even her weight issues. And Janet not only revealed her personal experiences in the book, but she also gives nutrition tips and recipes for dishes that have helped keep her in awesome shape over the years. So good for Janet. Congratulations, Janet, for New York Times bestseller. Liz, that's a big thing. That is a big thing. Now, R&B star Little Mo, she's going to be joining the touring cast of the Broadway musical The Color Purple for an Easter engagement in the nation capital. The Pintside vocal powerhouse will guest star as the church soloist from April 12th to the 24th when the production plays the National Theater in Washington, D.C. Little Mo currently hosts the Little Mo Show on WPGC 95.5 FM in Washington, D.C., and is putting the final touches on a forthcoming R&B CD called P.S. I Love Me. And Shirley Sheen is reportedly planning to sue the TV bosses for a massive $320 million over the axing of Two and a Half Men. The party-loving star hit sitcom has been scratched for the remaining of the current season following a series of scandals in his private life and his public rant against show creator Chuck Lorre. But Sheen is now preparing to hit back at CBS bosses by issuing this $320 million lawsuit claiming mental anguish, according to the New York Post. Now, the publication reports that the legal action will also be aimed at Lorre and Warner Brothers chief and could be lodged with a California court. Matter of fact, it happened this past Monday. Now, let me tell you about the deal about Shirley Sheen. Shirley Sheen was currently, he was getting $1.8 million per episode. And here he goes, since he's been, all the scandals been going around with him, CBS side, you know what, we had like four more weeks of production, we're going to pull the plug. Shirley Sheen said, why would you do that? You know, Shirley Sheen was going around feeling himself because he was saying, you know, I'm the, you know, because Two and a Half Men is one of the highest viewing and one of the most successful sitcom in CBS history. So Shirley Sheen, of course, was feeling himself like, you know, I'm the golden boy because I'm, you know, I make the most money, I'm the highest paid actor on TV, and I got the best television show. So he was kind of feeling himself. He was getting $1.8 million per episode. Now he tries to sue CBS, and he said he will come back on the show on one condition, if he raises his salary to $3 million. He will go back if he gets paid $3 million. Can you believe this guy? And, you know, he's going on these TV shows, he's going on the interviews, you know, it's crazy. But you know what? It was about time it happened, because I've been saying for a year now that they need to pull the plug on his show, because talk about domestic violence, he had domestic violence issues with past girlfriends, his wives, getting high, he's getting drunk, he's snorting cocaine, and nobody is saying anything. I'm surprised it even lasts this long. But I know a lot of people enjoy the show. They said it's one of the funniest shows in a long time. And, you know, Shirley Sheen brought it on to himself. You know what I mean? And we'll see what's going to happen because, you know, and Shirley Sheen also says that if they don't renegotiate with him, he's thinking about taking his name, his brand somewhere else. And rumor has it he's thinking about doing a new show for HBO. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. And it's been just announced, been released, that the new celebrities for season 12 of the Dancing with the Stars have been unveiled. They have reality star Kendra Wilkinson, actress Kirstie Alley, supermodel Petra Nikova, actress and rapper Romeo, Pittsburgh Steeler Hines Ward, boxing champ Sugar Ray Leonard, and WWE wrestler Chris Jericho, talk show host Wendy Williams, actor, remember Ralph Macchio from Eight Is Enough, and Chelsea Kane, and the radio host Psycho Mike Catherwood. So these are the 11 new stars for this season coming up, Dancing with the Stars. And Wendy Williams was on her show. She knew for about a month, but she, you know, she had to keep it a secret, and she's been excited ever since. So a lot of Wendy Williams fans are rooting for her, and they just can't wait. And Actor and activist Danny Glover had urged labor union members protesting at the Indiana State House to stand in solidarity against what he calls an organized campaign attacking American workers. Several hundred union members cheered Monday as the star of the Lethal Weapon action movies told the protesters that they are part of a nationwide battle to stop a vicious attack to take more from the middle class. Now, the protesters responded to other speakers with chants such as "We will not be moved." Democratic legislators have been boycotting the House since last week to prevent a vote on a slate of GOP-backed proposals. Now, thousands of union members last week filled the State House halls to protest Republican efforts to change the legislation governing education and to curtail teachers' rights. And Louis Farrakhan is in the news, and you're never going to believe this. He recently called Rihanna filthy while giving a speech, as well as insulting her fans. She wasted no time talking to her Twitter account, according to the response. This past weekend, while at the annual Savior's Day convention at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, the minister and leader of Chicago's Nation of Islam criticized the sexually charged performance of pop star Rihanna, saying they were filthy and that people who enjoy such antics were swines. And he also gave a description, the same kind of description he described or applied to homosexuals and lesbians. And now this is according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Rihanna got word of this, and she took to her Twitter making sure to point out Farrakhan's being hypocritical. And the minister said that this is her saying this, a quote, that she said, "A minister says I perform filthy, sat and watched the film, then call you swine for doing the same." She said, "Is that judgment in your tone?" Unquote. And she continued to defend her fans, saying that she certainly don't think they are swines, but a holy man of God does. So, he just went on the warpath. And, you know, I guess... because of, you know, Mr. Magic, we was talking about this earlier about her being picked as the role to do Whitney Houston version of The Body Girl, because, you know, she's now going on stage, she's half naked, she takes the microphone and she holds it like she's holding like a penis, and she's putting it up to her crotch, and she's showing her butt cheeks in her video. And so, you know, Louis Farrakhan saying that that's not a good look. It's not a good look. And speaking about Rihanna again, she was on a Twitter war again with Ciara this past week, because Ciara was on E show with the Joan Rivers with the Fashion Police, and Ciara had mentioned to Joan that she had bumped into Rihanna at a party recently, and she wasn't that nice to her. She was, like, kind of rude. She kind of turned up her face up on her. And Rihanna found out, and she tweeted again to Ciara saying, you know, why would you be saying this? Did I owe you a tip for saying that? And Ciara was like, trust me, you know, you don't want to see me on or off stage. Like, she was doing some fighting words. So Rihanna tweeted back, said, "Oh, you gangster, huh?" So she said, "Good luck with booking that stage you speak of." And then Rihanna tweeted saying that, you know, that she told Ciara that you hurt my feelings, and that she was heartbroken, and that, you know, I guess she apologized for being all snooty to her at whatever the engagement they were together. And she said, "Let's talk." So I guess they smashed it, but there was some fighting words going on the tweet. But Yeah, Rihanna is just, she's just getting out of control herself. And speaking of being out of control, Christina Aguilera was recently arrested for public intoxication. Her new boyfriend, Matthew Rutler, was also arrested for driving under the influence. And this is according to TMZ. Law enforcement sources said that Aguilera appeared to be extremely intoxicated and was unable to take care of herself. And this is like the latest string of incidents involving the singer, who friends and family said that she is spiraling. And just last week, she was caught having sex at a family gathering, you know? And you know, the incident wasn't taken lightly. According to a source, it was also another string of events that they implied that Christina Aguilera is out of control. So, yeah, you know, I guess she's trying to cope with the divorce, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, she was caught having sex in the bathroom with her new boyfriend. And this was at a family gathering. And the brat is out of jail, finally. She is out of jail. You know, if you guys remember, the brat... I think she's been released from jail. I think this was yesterday. And if you guys remember, 3 years ago, she was convicted for assault after an altercation with a woman where she hit the woman in the face with a bottle. The rapper was put on a short work release program last May, and there was a video footage of JD's protege in the studio when it was released online. So she's out of jail. And finally, the last story of the day, and this is fresh off the presses. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to give you guys the winners of the 83rd Annual Academy Awards. Of course, the Best Picture went to the Best Picture of the Year went to The King's Speech. The best leading role in it for an actor went to Colin Firth for The King's Speech. Natalie Portman won for Best Actress. Kristen Bell won for Best Supporting Role in The Fighter. And Best Supporting Role went to Melissa Leo for The Fighter as well. Tom Hooper won for the Best Directing in The King's Speech. And Best Adapted Screenplay went to The Social Network. And... Best Foreign Language Film of the Year went to In a Better World, from a film coming from Denmark, and Best Animated Feature Film of the Year went to Toy Story 3. So congratulations to all the winners of the 83rd Annual Academy Awards. And the last story of the day, my favorite artist, Prince, he is being sued. He's being sued by a New York law firm for $700,000 in legal fees for services that include helping to settle financial obligations to his former wife. The firm is suing Prince in state Supreme Court right here in Manhattan. Patterson, Belknap, Webb, and Tyler, said in a lawsuit filed yesterday that Prince failed to pay it for handling cases in Ireland, California, and New York. And the law firm also said it wasn't paid for representing him in his divorce. They said he had only paid $125,000. Now, a telephone call to a Prince Paisley Park Enterprises in Minnesota went unanswered last night. The 52-year-old singer is best known for his 1980 hits such as When Dove Cry and 1999. So, you know, I can't believe, you know, I hope that doesn't leave bad blood between Prince and New York, because I told you, when he comes to New York and perform at Madison Square Garden, the show is off the chain. It's all the way live here. So I hope that doesn't put a bad taste in Prince's mouth when he comes back here to New York. But I'd like to also, before I close out, I would like to give a big shout-out to the chat room again for joining me here today, for listening to the show. We got Beautiful Butterfly, Danny B Radio, Film Gordon Radio, Michael A. McFadden, Mr. Magic, Ted FU, The B Moo, and Tom TV. Thank you guys for joining me this Wednesday afternoon. And again, we're going to do it all again next week. You have been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gears. Have a great week. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next time. Take care.